get ready to enjoy Luther's humor, because even as he's writing about a serious subject, he's doing so in a way that actually is kind of funny. And that's particularly when he starts talking about the fundraising efforts of the church. You remember that the indulgence salesman John Tetzel had used the little advertising phrase that as soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the soul flies out of purgatory. Well, Luther articulated a couple of theses doing with that, and the one that I think is humorous, he says, well, it is certain that when money clinks in the money chest, greed and avarice can be increased. But when the church intercedes, the result is in the hands of God alone. So, yeah, he has a way of arguing that I think can bring a smile to your face even in these days. The second thing, though, that I would be cautious about is that they really shouldn't look too hard for the gospel. There are some theses that sound kind of nice, like the true treasures of the church are the gospel, but to look for Lutheran themes, you're really not going to find them. Historians argue whether Luther had discovered the gospel before the 95 Theses or after. It's kind of a technical topic. We could have a whole show on the evidence pro and con for that. But people really just should not expect to find it in the 95 Theses. So if they're looking for good Lutheran doctrine, they're not going to find it in this document.